Everett House, Union Square, New York, November 28, 1868. My dear, dear Livy. When I found myself comfortably on board the cars last night, I said to myself, now, whatever others may think, it is my opinion that I am blessed above all other men that love. I have known supreme happiness. This day I prize above every earthly gift so much of your precious love I do possess. I am grateful, grateful, unspeakably grateful for the love you have already given me. I am crowned, I am throned, I am sceptred. I sit with kings. I do love, love, love you, Livy. My whole being is permeated, is renewed, is leavened with this love, and with every breath I draw, its noble influence makes of me a better man. I still look among the faces in my audiences for one like yours, for one that shall give token of a nature like yours, and I still look in vain. And so I grow prouder and prouder of you day by day, as each new evidence comes that there is nothing like you in all the world. If ever a man had reason to be grateful to divine providence, it is I. And often again, I sit and think of the wonder, the glorious mystery, the strangeness of it, that there should be only one woman among the hundreds and hundreds of thousands whose features I have critically scanned and whose characters I have read in their faces. Only one woman among them all.